It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Are you as healthy as you could be? As healthy as you would like to be? Do you wake up feeling rested? Do you feel physically attractive? Now, these are some of the 77 skillful questions that is an integral part of Dr. Michael Finkelstein's approach to slow medicine, a methodical step-by-step process of inquiries that opens up your awareness and shifts you into action so that you can manage your own recovery from chronic illnesses that often go unresolved in the modern American healthcare system. Let's welcome Dr. Michael Finkelstein, best author of Slow Medicine and the founder and medical director of Sun Raven. Thanks for being here on Wellness for Life, Dr. Michael.
Thank you again. I'm very happy to talk to you.
Absolutely. And, you know, tell us about these 77 skillful questions that's in your book. And why do you emphasize them so much in your work?
Well, you know, as a physician, people came to me all along initially, especially with questions like themselves, which is, you know, I don't feel well, or am I okay, or how do I get better? And I would answer those questions as best as I could. And I thought the answers were pretty good, but what was becoming evident was, despite how good I thought the answers were, people were having a hard time doing them, following that advice. You know, most people know what a good diet is. Most people know how important exercise is. Everyone who smokes knows they probably should stop smoking. But the issue is, how do you do it? How do you actually amass the energy and motivation to stick with a plan like that? And so I realized that if I turned it around and I started to get people to reflect on their own state of being and find the answers for themselves, as opposed to giving them the answers, then they would actually do better. The questions, though, aren't the typical questions, you know, what you need to do to be healthy type of question. It's, can you assess for yourself if this aspect of your health is working for you, like your relationship, or like your connection to nature, or like your ability to play, or to let go of emotions like anger or control? These are questions that help people reflect on their own state of being. And when they see, gee, I do have issues with that, the answer is built in. They know that to be healthier requires some adjustment. It doesn't require perfection, but it does require sort of taking this inventory and seeing what's practical and starting somewhere. It's along the lines of doing a jigsaw puzzle, so that before you would begin to even assemble the pieces, you would take all the pieces out of the box, you would put them on a table, and you would flip them over. So that's what these 77 questions are. They're good questions that help people take a survey of enough aspects of what I would say constitutes a healthy person, put them on the table, decide how strong or weak they are in that area, and then look for the opportunities to make improvement. And it's not even like there's a formula for it from there. Everyone just chooses their own path, but they feel empowered, and they're clear on what they need to do. And what's interesting is by doing that, their body heals. That the underlying natural healing mechanism is pushed by getting back into better balance with all these other pieces, like relationships, like life purpose and self-worth, like mental emotional clarity. Those things that people know of, it's not just the body, it's these other things that connect that I describe in the book.
I love the fact that you're really integrating all aspects of the human person. And what I understand that you're doing by sharing these 77 skillful questions is that you're actually creating a space for the individual to have self-reflection so that they can connect to who they really are and what they really want, so that they can feel alive again and be healthier and go the direction that they've been looking for. And what I also want to talk to you about is a bit about your clinic. This clinic that's actually on a farm called Sun Raven, and you believe this is the home of the slow medicine. And what I love is that this ability for you to shift this your medical into medicine really back into the roots of healing with food and nature. Tell us more about that.
Well, most people, when they think of going to a doctor, a traditionally trained MD, go into an environment, clinical environment, that's usually pretty sterile. For several reasons. It's really sterile. How do you feel when you walk into a doctor's office? I mean, generally speaking, anxious. You may often be waiting a long time, so you're sort of irritated. You may be fearful the whole process. What are they going to find? I realized that that was actually not contributing to the well-being of the patients that I saw. So I wanted to sort of create or have an environment where people came and they actually felt healthier. And I also saw myself as a role model. How often are doctors really role models? How do they function in their lives? I mean, are they trim and fit and not smoking and good relationships and follow their own advice? Or are they, like most of us, you know, they're hacking away at it? I wanted to be a role model. I wanted to show people by having them come into my home what the kitchen here looks like and what how the flowers are on the table and how I relate to my wife and how my children are part of my practice and how the animals on the farm contribute to a state of wholeness and being and integration. It's not a big place. It's not fancy. It's not over the top. It's just an environment that role models are is visible evidence of what it looks and feels like to be whole, healthy.
I love that you're doing this because you're giving people an opportunity to see that it can be done. We can be closer to nature and communicate and commune with nature so that you know, they can connect to their true self. I think that's what you're doing. And by doing that, you're helping them recover from these chronic illnesses that we are loaded with, the diabetes and Alzheimer's and heart disease, high blood pressure, as you were saying you once actually had. What do you feel about supplements? How do you look at supplements?
Well, you know, I think supplements, especially when they replace something we're deficient in, let's say a mineral deficiency, may be critical to us. But most of the time, most of the bags filled up that I see with coming into my office are added and extra, and they're supplemental. They're truly supplemental to a life that's lived well. You can't replace all the nutrients you need in a bag of supplements. I mean, you could try, and people may benefit to some extent from them. But the tried and true formula for true health is not just what you put into your body, but how you live your life. When that is done well, the body has a remarkable way of taking care of itself, extracting the nutrients it needs from the food we eat to the information we choose to attend ourselves to the environment, the community, the people that we, you know, select. So supplements are supplemental, frankly, and they should follow a more concrete plan of living. And that's what slow medicine is about. That's the plan. That's the book that I've written is here's what you do for yourself, and then you add supplements on top of that when you feel you need here or there.
Got it. You know, we only got a couple of minutes left. Can you give us quickly your seven spokes of the wellness wheel?
Right. So the 77 questions that you mentioned are sort of broken down into categories because, you know, I want to put this into pieces, bite-sized pieces for people to digest because it could sound overwhelming, 77. So I think there's seven spheres of life that really reflect the situation as far as how we assess our health. The seven include the physical body, the mental emotional state of mind, the relationship to the natural world, a relationship to the divine, something beyond it all, a relationship to other people, our community in which we live, and our life's purpose. Those are the seven spokes of the wheel. And if we think about spending some time in each, cultivating a little bit better health balance in each, the synergistic effect to me is very powerful. And I like to talk about is healthy multitasking. Whenever we choose to do an activity, try to touch as many of those as possible, such as not just exercising on a treadmill, but walking out in the woods with a close friend and smelling the flowers. I mean, these are all things that can help us connect to the divine, to the natural world, to each other, to ourselves. To, you know, those are the ways that I think we spend our time most wisely.
Yeah, great information. I love how you integrate every aspect of that of the human body. All right, so for more information on Slow Medicine, the book, go to slowmedicinedoctor.com, and that's spell the doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, slowmedicinedoctor.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.